The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I am coming to you at 3:02 on this Thursday, November 19th. I am pleased to have you here with me at the Daily Briefing, which now comes to you at 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, and have replays at 6 p.m. where we bring you updates and resources related to doing our way of life separately, but together through the magic of radio and technology, and resources and updates related to the pandemic. Remember that state-level information and updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line by texting coronavirus to 211-211, and you can text in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources and referral services statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It is a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. There's a good listening ear. You can get referrals to behavioral health and mental health services in your area. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. As we are in COVID season, we are also in flu season, and influenza vaccines are now widely available and encouraged for those who can get them. At pharmacies and clinics, you can go to knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com to find a vaccination location. I've got my flu shot. Have you got yours? I hope so. That helps protect all of us, whether we are trying to avoid contracting and transmitting COVID or other respiratory illnesses like flu that can make COVID worse or can even overwhelm hospitals and healthcare systems. So do your part, and if you can, get that flu shot. The Washington State Department of Health has updated its report on COVID-19 vaccine development and distribution plans. The department noted that there are potentially two effective vaccines for COVID-19 close to being ready for approval. All vaccines will go through an FDA approval process and will be vetted for safety. Clinics, healthcare providers, and pharmacies are able to enroll to be COVID-19 vaccine administrators when vaccines become available. The health department reports that most applications that have been submitted so far are still in process, but that six vaccine administration sites have been approved. Vaccine administration site enrollment materials are available at covidvaccinewa.org. That's covidvaccinewa.org. The state health department has no new information from the federal government about Washington's allocation or timing for receiving vaccine, but the state's interim plan that addresses who might get the vaccine and in what phases can be found online at covidvaccinewa.org. Moving on to regional news, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 213 new COVID-19 cases today and 7 deaths from COVID-19, which occurred between November 7th and November 18th. One of the deaths occurred in a man in his 40s who had no known underlying health conditions. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people has increased from 307 yesterday to 309.5 today. The figure is recommended to be actually down as low as 75 per 100,000 to consider bringing back youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools. Fred Meyer and QFC grocery stores announced the launch of rapid antibody testing at its pharmacies throughout the region. The tests are not free, but are authorized under emergency use for people who believe they may have previously been infected with COVID-19, but are not currently experiencing symptoms. Although regional health officials note that viral transmission in Washington State and in our region is as bad now as it was in March, hospitals remain safe for non-coronavirus healthcare, and officials are urging Washingtonians to seek care for both routine, preventative, and acute conditions. Don't delay getting your regular routine vaccines. Don't delay any kinds of routine treatments. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region, and unlike the antibody test that I previously announced, this is for those who believe that they may have been exposed very recently, those who are seeking a negative COVID test in advance of things like medical procedures or gathering after quarantine, or for those experiencing symptoms. For our listeners up in King County, especially South King County, that is experiencing very, very high coronavirus transmission rates, go online to kingcounty.gov for testing locations. For Pierce County testing locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's remaining and this weekend's free mobile testing events in Pierce County include tomorrow, November 20th, at Gig Harbor High School. On Saturday, November 21st, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be offering free COVID-19 tests at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in East Tacoma, also at Roy Elementary School out in Roy, and at Eatonville Middle School, all the way out in Eatonville. On Sunday, November 22nd, the health department will be offering COVID-19 testing at Sprinker Recreation Center and at Oakland Madrona Park. For those health department COVID-19 testing events, there's no ID required. You can register for the tests on site. Tests are free and they are open to anyone. Results to those tests are typically available within 3 days, and testing at those events runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, like I said, we're back to bringing you the daily briefing, truly daily, now that we have other kinds of restrictions and other kinds of, well, adjustments as we try and stem the transmission of coronavirus. Remember that you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number where you can call us or text us is 253-330-8821. Love getting some text messages and voicemails for those that are enjoying our regular programming or some of the music that we've been adding. You can find all daily briefings for your reading or listening pleasure at daily.ktqa.org. Wash your hands, wear a mask, do your part, stay safe, and talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.